Whoa, tough question. I'm Jeremy Nicol, and in attempting to explain what photography means to me, I'll break this down and approach the question in parts. The first and least important part is that it pays the bills. Now I'll immediately add that that is both a blessing and a curse. And let me say that if you're listening to this thinking, yeah, I want to be a photographer, I advise you that photography, and especially my kind of photography, is a very inefficient way of paying those bills. Secondly, and far more importantly, photography is great therapy, and that's because of the third part. It's my way of communicating with the world. Without it, I literally wouldn't know what to do with myself. It gives my life meaning because when I find something that I feel people should know about, I photograph it and then try to get it published. Or share it, in the parlance of our times. The subject doesn't have to be deadly serious because life isn't always deadly serious. And my approach doesn't necessarily have to be serious either. Sometimes a satirical or straight-out comedic approach works better. The key to it is that the subject has to speak to me. If it doesn't, I find it very difficult to simply push my buttons, go through the hoops, and produce a satisfactory set of photographs. Many photographers can do that, of course. It's a very useful ability for a working pro photographer to have. So I have to admit that in that sense, I'm not a very good professional photographer. And the third part is that, despite it being a terrible cliche, photography can make a difference. Of course, some people like to dispute that. However, I can state unequivocally from my own experience that when the right people see the right photographs, that can cause them to take action that improves the lives of others. That doesn't happen all the time, of course, and photographers who think it will are almost invariably disappointed. But that doesn't mean it never happens. And when it happens, even rarely, that is something to celebrate. To understand how I reached this relationship with photography, a little background may help. I bought my first camera, a Kodak Instamatic, with some money I'd been given for my 8th birthday. I immediately started behaving badly. I recall my mother on holiday protesting to me that she was not ready when I photographed her prepping for the camera at the beach. "But it's better when you're not ready," was my reply. And I'm very happy that the first time I got in trouble with a camera in Russia was as a 13-year-old when I lay on the floor of a Leningrad museum and pointed my Instamatic at the ceiling. I didn't speak Russian, but I understood exactly what the Babushka museum guard was telling me as she grabbed me by the collar. "It's the only way to photograph the ceiling properly," I protested. But the key moments that set me on the road happened in my teens. At secondary school, the library had a collection of Picture Post magazines, and I discovered Bert Hardy, Thurston Hopkins, and Grace Robertson. Around the same time, I found the school darkroom, borrowed a spare key, and unofficially rescheduled my maths and science classes to the darkroom and a back corner of the library where I couldn't be found. Meanwhile, outside school, it was all kicking off. The war we like to call the Troubles began in earnest. And suddenly my hometown was the centre of the biggest story in the world. From Hardy and Hopkins' old stories in Picture Post, I jumped to the likes of Don McCullen, Gilles Perez and Christille Perkins in the Sunday Times and Observer. And this was happening right now, on my doorstep. So it's not surprising that when I realised that photography was what I needed to spend my life doing, I was very focused on a fairly narrow field of what is a very broad art form. Journalistic, reportage, documentary, however you want to define it, it's what I'm about, and I don't think that will ever change. That photography has shaped my life and made me who I am today, for better or worse.